Hey anime fans, are you tired of searching online for your favourite anime? Well, introducing Crunchyroll. With thousands of titles, ad-free streaming and new episodes weekly, it's your ultimate anime destination. Sign up now for your free trial using the link in the episode description, the show notes, where you'll find a whole world of anime to dive into, introducing new ones to you, new fan favourites or pop culture hits such as Demon Slayer, Attack on Titan, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, One Piece and a whole lot more. Dive into Crunchyroll where anime lives. Hey fellow anime lovers, my fellow weebs, are you looking to add some flair to your collection, your everyday style, be it casual, dressed up or whatever? Then check out Chibi Weeb merch on Etsy, my Etsy shop. Down in the description you'll find a link to the shop where you'll find adorable anime enamel pin badges, cool stationery and a whole lot more. We've got your anime obsession covered and we're based in the UK but we ship worldwide. Shop now down in the footer and let your inner weeb shine with Chibi Weeb merch. That's Chibi Weeb merch on Etsy, your go-to for all things anime accessories. Hello everyone and welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast. I'm your host Ryan and this week I finally managed to get my Funko Pop collection sorted. So it's not another Funko episode, but just to kind of follow on from last week's theme all about Funko Fusions. If you're new to the podcast and you're into Funko Pops, I highly recommend you check out the Funko Fusions episode that aired last week. It's all about the new game and the new Funko Pop series that's been it's about to release in September, so definitely check that out if you're a fan of Funkos or, like me, just addicted to them. But this week, I finally got two bookcases from IKEA and sorted out my Funko Pop collection, got them into nicer displays, and there's a kind of setup reel on Instagram, so if you want to see what that kind of looks like and what the entire setup now looks like now that it's kind of finished or semi-finished at least, do check that out. It's on TikTok and it's on Instagram, so do check me out and do drop a follow, leave me a comment on what you like about the setup, what maybe I could improve, who knows, any comment is good, so do check me out on there. But super happy with it. One thing I didn't realize is how many One Piece Funko Pops I actually have. I kind of planned it out to kind of think what collection will go where, try and be as organized as I could with it, and then realize that the One Piece shelves take up three whole shelves of the big Billy bookcase. So I had to do a little bit of a reshuffle, and there are some collections that I know are going to expand. The One Piece one, obviously, that's going to continue to expand. But we've got Demon Slayer on there, we've got Jujutsu Kaisen. I've got some minor collections I don't think I'm going to ever continue to expand. I don't think I'm actually going to expand the Attack on Titan ones or the My Hero Academia ones. I don't actually think I'm going to expand those. So those have got like little pockets of areas on the bookcases. But anyway, enough rambling about my bookcases. So happy with how they came out. So do check the video out on Instagram and TikTok. My social links are in the footer of the episode. But anyway, this week, it's all about the bucket list challenge that I set myself for 2024. And this week, I managed to make a fair bit of progress. I've actually progressed the list, and it feels like it's been a long time since I've actually been able to say that. When you work 9 to 5 and do all the other bits that I do, it becomes very hard to complete this list. But in this episode, I'm going to dive into my favourites so far, what I've completed, what I'm on with, and what I can recommend from the list. So let's get started. So this week, I managed to complete 3 of the anime on my list. So I managed to make a fair bit of progress, and one of the ones I did finish this week was Tokyo Ghoul. Now on the list, it's not specific on the poster of which series to complete for each anime. And Tokyo Ghoul has 3. That's up for contention within the community, I guess. It's a series 1, a series 2, which wasn't canon. It wasn't from anything in the manga, really. So that one isn't really series two, but Tokyo Ghoul Re is technically season two, and that's the last one. That was the third season. So I've managed to finish all three series because I kind of feel like if I'm going to finish these challenges, if I'm going to finish the bucket list, I don't want to finish one series of the anime and kind of move on. I want to make sure that I have finished the animes through and through to kind of really appreciate the anime, I guess, for lack of a better word, just to really get a true sense of what the anime is and the full story. I think, if I remember rightly, I think I started Tokyo Ghoul years ago, but I never actually finished it. I never saw it through to the end, and I definitely did not watch season 2 or 3. I think the first season is better than the other two. I got really into the first season, and I really wish the kind of direction for the storyline was a little bit different, if I'm honest. Tokyo Ghoul Re, although I saw so much promise because the art for it looked so good, and I loved the slight adaptation of the character lineup and things like that. It was really, really confusing and disjointed. And if I'm honest, Tokyo Ghoul Re towards the very end became almost like a chore to watch. And I know I'm going to get some hate for this. But yeah, I found that one really hard to connect with in the end because I kind of finished the anime with so many questions and so many. There was such a fast pace and so much happening, so many new characters. And I kind of left the entire anime of Tokyo Ghoul Re being completely confused. And I'm still now at the time of recording this, I'm still confused a little bit. And I know that a lot of people have wanted a remake of Tokyo Ghoul anime for years. And there is a Tokyo Ghoul project, apparently, that is being started up as part of its anniversary. So potentially we could be seeing something like that in the works. And will I watch it? Maybe. I've only just watched this one, so I don't know if I'm a little bit dubious to start that one. But Tokyo Ghoul, the original series 1, was amazing. And I actually really, really loved that one. So that was an absolute win. The other two, not so much. And then on the complete flip side of kind of anime vibe and aesthetic, we have Whisper of the Heart. And that is one of the Ghibli films. And this is one that I've never watched and have now watched because of the bucket list. And that's what I kind of really enjoy about the bucket list is the fact that actually, even though this is a Ghibli film and I love the Ghibli films, I've not watched all of them. And the bucket list is at least getting me to watch some anime that I never really would have. Or maybe just haven't yet for whatever reason. Maybe not wouldn't have, but I just haven't yet. Like Mob Psycho, for example. I'd never watched that, knew the hype about it, and that is now one of my favourite anime ever, I think. That was so, so good. But anyway, Whisper of the Heart is a Ghibli film, and it's very cute. It's, without giving too many spoilers, it's about a girl that borrows a lot of library books and finds a love that, kind of like a coming-of-age love story is what it is, through the power of library books. But it's very cute. It's your traditional kind of Ghibli film where it's slightly slower paced, it's calm, it's one of those films. I always find a Ghibli film is a gorgeous example of how anime is different from a cartoon, because it feels so true to life in the setting. And I love how Ghibli kind of showcase those details and the not so pretty parts of modern life, I guess. Like they show the metal railings and the lifestyle infrastructure around the settings all the time, like the big metal railings that stop the lanes from passing over in cars and things like that. Or their actual house in Whisper of the Heart is full of clutter and like coat hangers stacked under the coat hangers that have clearly just been left there for a little bit of time because no one can be asked to move them. or there's space for books, but they're just stacked up messily on the side. And I think that not only the story is nice and it's a nice chilled film to watch, but I think Ghibli films have that special kind of power where kind of watching them, you kind of realise there's a beauty in everyday mess a little bit. And that is, I need things personally to be very organised. I need them to be everything in its place and everything has a place kind of person. But a gorgeous film, and I loved seeing that kind of mess in the background and seeing that really, really true to life setting in this kind of anime. If you're a gamer much like me, then why not check out Razer? You can find a bunch of accessories from mouses, keyboards, headsets, mouse mats and more to the bigger stuff like gaming laptops and desktops. Over on Razer website, link down below, you can shop a whole host of gaming accessories from the Chroma range, which is all colourful, which is my favourite stuff, to more sleek black stuff, including even their own merchandise, clothing, bags and accessories. There's something for everyone. The link is down below for you to check out and shop. But just a last footnote on Whisper the Heart before we continue on to another one that I finished this week. I think there's quite a few other Ghibli films on my list, so I'm quite excited to carry on with those ones. I'm kind of going to try and disperse them so then I can finish some series, watch a film, finish some series, watch a film kind of thing. So then I'm not done with like a big rush to finish the list at the very end, because I'm very, very aware that there's a lot of blank boxes on this poster and it's May. So yeah, but the next one, the next anime that I finished was Garden of Words. And this one isn't a film. It's like a 45 minute one-off special, I guess. But my God, before we even talk about the story or anything, I think this is potentially the most visually gorgeous anime I potentially have ever watched. It is absolutely gorgeous. And it's like a almost coming of age, not really coming of age. It's like a high school guy that kind of ditches class every time it rains and goes to this garden just to pursue his own passion of like designing shoes. And he meets a slightly older woman, I think she's 27, and she's there because she's ditching work, but they just kind of enjoy each other's company on these rainy days. But it is absolutely stunning. It's a amazing, amazing watch. This is one of the ones that I think, again, because it's, again, with the bucket list, I never really go on to a romantic kind of anime. That's not really the genre that I tend to watch. But this one was absolutely amazing. And I'm so happy this was on the bucket list, because I wouldn't have actually chosen to watch this, I don't think ever, to be absolutely honest. But this is one that I'm so happy I've checked out. The visuals alone are worth watching it for through and through. It's gorgeous. I can't put into words apart from that. It is the way they show the rain, the line illustrations, even his, when the character shows the him, like when they show the character drawing, it looks like actual pencil, the mark that's been done, and it looks so, so real. It's wow. Wow. Visually, this is the most impressive anime that I've watched on the list so far, and I think ever in my entire life. And one that, even if you're not into the kind of romantic kind of vibe of anime like I am, this has to be on your watch list. This has to be. It's 45 minutes. It's like two episodes worth of a normal anime. Do give this a go. Definitely check it out, even if just for the visuals, just so you can kind of appreciate it, because wow. So overall, a lot of good movement on the bucket list this week. We've got three anime ticked off. So if I continue that kind of trend, I think I should just be able to smash this list. So there is hope yet. There's a lot of blank boxes still looking at me from the poster, which is a little bit daunting, but we'll get there. But anime that I'm not yet finished with on the list, but they're huge anime, so not going to be a quick win, but we've got Naruto, so I'm on episode 115 now out of 220 of the original anime, like the first run, not Shippuden. And then we've got One Piece, and I've ploughed through some progress on this one, actually. So I'm on 965 now. So absolutely loving that one. Obviously, I don't have to tell you, if you're a continued listener of the podcast, I don't have to preach my love for One Piece any further. It is absolute peak. But I've also watched some anime there that's not on the list, and I think this is what's slowing me down. I think this is what's slowing me down in my progress. But there's so much anime that isn't on this list because, obviously, new anime comes out all the time. And I've been watching a lot of the newer anime on the spring-summer lineup. So we've been watching Windbreaker, Kaiju No. 8, Bartender. And also, yesterday, I started like the first episode of Delicious in Dungeon, which is one of the Netflix ones. And I don't know if it's just me, but does anyone else need to have those kind of light-hearted, nothing but fun, nothing but like silly adventures, like cooking monsters in a dungeon, in between other more serious, kind of more focused anime? I kind of need those, for lack of a better word, break anime, where I can kind of have that on and just kind of not zone out, because I don't want to zone out on them, but just enjoy someone cooking a walking mushroom and a scorpion in a dungeon. And the highest stake is that they may vomit. Like, that's it. I like the anime that's quite a story break, and it's quite a nice break for me to just enjoy. So, actually, really enjoying Delicious in Dungeon. That's really hard to say, actually. But again, I need to continue on with my list. Oh, I am actually on with Death Note as well. I'm still on with Death Note. I think I'm on episode 8 of Death Note. That one's not so big. It's only 24 episodes long, I think. So I could very well finish that one this week, maybe. I'm on holiday. I'm sunning it in another country holiday next week. So I don't think I'm going to be able to make too much progress on that one, but I can make up for it when I'm back. But that's been the bucket list update for this week. If you've got any more recommendations for me to check out, do leave me a note, leave me a review. It really does support the podcast. Find me on social media, all that good stuff. Thank you so much. Have a good week. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast. Thank you so much for every listen and download. It really does mean a lot to me. Thank you so, so much. From one week to another, thank you. Please do leave a rating and a review on the podcast platform that you're listening on this to. It really does support the show. It only takes a few seconds and it's free. I cannot ask. If I ask one thing of you, I'd ask that. Please do leave a rating and a review. Even if it's not great, please let me know. You know, it's even a bad one. Well, bad press is always... what's the saying? Any press is good press, I guess. Ooh, that rhymed. So a rating and a review would be great. It really does support the show. So thank you so, so much for whatever kind of review you do leave. Sometimes finding a birthday card or an occasion card can be a boring task. However, I have some anime-themed cards on my thoughtful.co.uk creator profile, which is found in my links on social media. Over on Thoughtful, you'll find a bunch of anime-themed cards, such as Studio Ghibli Happy Birthday cards and more, with my range being updated regularly. Each card is processed by thoughtful.co.uk, with shipping being fast, quick and efficient. You can shop my anime-themed cards over on my Instagram, with my links being over on there. Search Chibiweeb Anime and you'll find me. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. It really does mean a lot. Please do leave a rating and a review down below. It really does support the show and it's free to do. I'll see you next time. I'll see you next Friday. Have a great weekend. If you're a subscriber, or if you're thinking of subscribing or starting the free trial on Apple Podcasts, I'll see you on Sunday for the next episode of the Chibi Piece exclusive Apple Podcast exclusive episode on Sunday. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.